Congratulations on this performance. My God, what an amazing job you did in this. And, we're talking about being moms, and I don't know how you got through it.
I hear you. I mean, I think every parent in the world has had fears that, something would happen to their child. I mean, you wouldn't be a parent unless you had that.
Yeah.
So, there is this very tragic event that happens in the film, but I think it, is ultimately a very hopeful film. And I think it's about hope and love and family and the bonds that hold us together and how every moment in life is really precious and we have to treasure it. Life is a gift and we have to treasure it as much as we can.
That's for sure. And and Abigail too, she's just your, a normal woman. She's
very
human. And
yeah.
I guess that, made it easier for you to kind of relate to her in that respect.
Yeah, she's a very, very ordinary woman. This tragedy befalls her and she just doesn't cope. And I really love that about it, because in life, we'd all want to be a superhero and behave heroically, but who knows?
Yes.
If stuff happens to you, some people sometimes can't cope, and it's human. It's
yeah.
human to not be heroic.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. Saoirse Ronan, I mean, what can I say about this girl? She is spectacular.
Yeah.
What was it like to work with her, and what really impressed you about her?
Well, I think when we were filming, she was 12 or 13, and she's a real actress. She's just the real deal. She's right there. She's raw. She's truthful. I will be, seeing from her for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember reading the book when it had just come out, and I was thinking, wow, this would make such a great movie,
uh-huh.
But how are they going to do this? And then when I heard that Peter Jackson was directing it, I went, all is good in the world, because, Heavenly Creatures was such a phenomenal film. And, working with that man, what was it like to have him as a director?
It was a great honor to be directed by him and work with him. He has this incredible visual imagination, and that's what he really brings to the screen with Heaven. Because a lot of the movie is actually set in heaven, and that's what we were all waiting to see, is what does heaven look like? And
yeah.
Peter Jackson's shown us it's very beautiful and haunting and moving.
Does working on something like this make you think more about the afterlife and what it could be like?
I'm not really one for the afterlife.
Yeah, I know it's hard to think beyond.
Yeah.
You got to live for the day, I think.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, moment by moment. Yeah, it's too far away.
Absolutely,
eternal life.
Yeah,
seems like a long time.
Exactly. Let's live for the moment for sure.
Yeah.
I would think too. After going home, after each day when he went rap, you would just want to go home to your son and give him a huge hug.
Yeah, and generally whatever role I'm playing, be it comedy or sad stuff, I tend to leave the work behind at the end of the day and go home. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to be a mom.
Yes, exactly. Now, you just were on Broadway. My God, like one of the best roles ever.
Uh-huh.
What was that like for you to get up on that stage and have that live audience there?
It's very exciting. It was actually in London, in the West End in London.
I'm sorry, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It was, live theatre, there's nothing like it. It's a huge, huge high. Very scary and very challenging and keeps you on your toes.
Is it something that you would like to go back and do again?
I'll do theatre all my life. I'll be an old lady on Broadway if they'll have me.
That would be fantastic. And Agora, we saw that in Toronto Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
What a brilliant movie. My gosh, working on that must have been spectacular.
Yeah, that was quite something to build 4th century Alexandria and be living there. It was a great experience.
You built all those sets.
He did.
He's insane.
He is.
Well, you did a spectacular job, as I said, and it's just always lovely to talk to you.